With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. The state health department has removed 27 children from a youth treatment facility called the Ranch for Kids in Northwest Montana, citing, quote, serious allegations of egregious, chronic, and persistent child abuse and neglect, unquote. Corn Kids Kearney reports.
The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and State Justice Department criminal investigators helped the state health department remove the children from the private ranch located just east of Eureka Tuesday. The children are now in the custody of the State Department of Public Health and Human Services. Health Department Deputy Director Laura Smith says the children are between the ages of 11 and 17 years old. She says in June, the agency received a tip on their 24-hour child abuse and neglect hotline, which led to an investigation.
The investigation into the ranch involved information from multiple witnesses, including law enforcement, previous students, previous staff, Forest Service, and a variety of individuals, including neighbors in the area.
DPHHS officials say their report of allegations include staff using excessive discipline, including 15 to 20 mile walks on remote Forest Service roads in harsh conditions, withholding food, shooting a nail gun at a student, and prolonged isolation. DPHHS gained regulatory oversight of 14 private adolescent treatment programs, including Ranch for Kids, less than a month ago, after a state law legislators passed earlier this year took effect. Again, Laura Smith.
The Ranch for Kids, their operating license as a facility is merely suspended right now.
The Ranch for Kids did not answer a phone call from Montana Public Radio seeking comment before this story aired. On its website, the Ranch for Kids describes itself as a, quote, compassionate treatment program for children of all ages challenged by fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and reactive attachment disorder, unquote. The state health department says it made the decision to remove the children from the ranch and suspend the ranch's license to prevent future abuse. A department spokesperson said the agency won't release information about the children's current whereabouts, but, quote, they are in a safe place and that is what is most important, unquote. I'm Corin Cates Kearney, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. Montana State Health Department has removed 27 children from the Ranch for Kids in Rexford, citing, quote, serious allegations of egregious, chronic, and persistent child abuse and neglect, unquote. The Lincoln County District Court ordered the removal of the children from the ranch today pending a full investigation. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office and Montana Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation assisted the State Health Department in the removal of the children, who are now in the custody of the Department of Public Health and Human Services. DPHHS officials say they were informed of kids being physically hit, kicked, body slammed, and spit on by staff, and staff inflicting persistent physical abuse on the children. The Ranch for Kids did not answer a phone call from Montana Public Radio seeking comment before the story aired. On its website, the Ranch for Kids describes itself as a, quote, compassionate treatment program for children of all ages challenged by fetal alcohol spectrum disorder and reactive attachment disorder, unquote. State officials have suspended the Ranch for Kids license to operate. The agency is contacting parents of the children and making plans for reunification or to help find alternative placement. The state health department gained regulatory oversight of private residential treatment programs like Ranch for Kids through a law passed during the 2019 legislative session. A lightning-caused fire was reported in the Rattlesnake Recreation Area north of Missoula. The Lolo National Forest posted on its Facebook page that the fire was called into the Missoula Interagency Dispatch Center at 10:30 a.m. today. The fire is located approximately 4.5 miles up the main Rattlesnake Travel Corridor on the south side of Rattlesnake Creek. According to that post, a hotshot crew responded to the 5.1-acre fire, now named the Bees Cove Fire. The crew is receiving helicopter assistance and there are no current structural threats. No trail closures are in place, but the Forest Service urges the public to steer clear of the area. State agencies are warning of increasing pea soup-looking algal blooms in Montana's freshwater lakes and reservoirs. The blue-green algae are usually suspended or joined to floating mats in the water and can produce toxins that damage the skin, liver, and nerve cells. In a joint announcement today, the Montana Department of Environmental Quality and the Department of Public Health and Human Services said scientists believe the blooms are occurring at more locations with increased frequency and longer duration. The agencies say potential causes include warmer water temperatures, longer summer growing seasons, and increased nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from a variety of human activities. Algal blooms can also look like grass clippings or green latex paint, and not all varieties of blue-green algae are harmful. A link to the DPHHS website for reporting potential harmful algal blooms can be found on our website, mtpr.org. A 9-year-old girl was injured by a bison yesterday in Yellowstone National Park. Yellowstone officials say about 50 people were within 10 feet of the bison near Observation Point Trail in the Old Faithful Geyser area for at least 20 minutes before it charged the group. The bison charged the 9-year-old resident of Odessa, Florida, and tossed her in the air. Her family took her to the Old Faithful Lodge, where she was treated by park emergency medical providers, then to Old Faithful Clinic. Park spokesperson Jody Lyle says the park often sees visitors come too close to wildlife.
The animals here are truly wild and unpredictable, and so staying an appropriate distance away from them is good for people's safety, but also the safety of the animals.
Yellowstone National Park advises visitors stay at least 25 yards away from all large animals and at least 100 yards away from bears. The incident is still under investigation. Wildlife officials are asking people who are traveling near Glacier National Park to report sightings of animals crossing the road. The Missoulian reported Monday that park officials and the U.S. Geological Survey want to know where the animals are crossing U.S. Highway 2. Officials plan to use the data to help find locations for dedicated wildlife crossings and for other efforts to ease animals' migration between the park and the Flathead National Forest. Two grizzly bears were moved to northwest Montana's Cabinet Mountains this month as part of an ongoing effort to recover the area's population. The bears were released near Spar Lake on July 13th and 16th, according to a Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks press release. The relocation is the latest step in a decades-long augmentation program created to boost grizzly population and genetic diversity in the Cabinet Yak ecosystem. While the program has led to roughly 60 bears in the system today, FWP's Dylan Tabish says the program is still working toward its goal of approximately 100 animals.
If you look at, you know, the stats from the 1980s, biologists estimated there were fewer than 15 bears left in that ecosystem. So every single bear counts.
FWP collaborated with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to relocate the bears from the nearby Whitefish Range. The agencies choose animals with no history of human conflict and time the move to coincide with the availability of local huckleberries. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.